This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 397 for Thursday, May 16th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making moves to the upside on Thursday morning amid mostly positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are trading higher, while Malaysian palm oil is lower. Crude oil is also making slight gains. The Canadian dollar is down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The July canola contract is up $1.30 per ton at $650.60. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are lower, while wheat is mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported this morning 742,200 tons of old crop corn were sold for export during the week ended May 9th, down 17% from the previous week, with more than half going to Mexico and Japan. Meanwhile, 128,500 tons of new crop corn were also sold. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported yesterday that 1 million barrels of ethanol per day were produced on average during the weekend on May 10th, down up 35,000 from the week before. Ethanol stocks were up 289,000 barrels at 24.489 million. Much of the western U.S. Corn Belt will be dry on the weekend before becoming rainy in the next week. The southern Corn Belt should see 25 to 40 millimeters of rain this weekend. The July corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.58. The U.S. sold 265,700 tons of old crop soybeans for export, down 38% from the week before and below trade expectations. 25,200 tons of new crop soybeans were also sold. Also, 300,400 tons of old crop soy meal were sold, up 44% from last week, as well as 31,100 tons of new crop. Export sales for soy oil were down from last week at 9,100 tons of old crop and 1,000 tons of new crop to the Dominican Republic. The National Oil Processors Association reported an April crush of 166.03 million bushels, below the 183 million expected. Soy oil stocks in the U.S. declined 5.2% from March at 1.75 billion pounds, the first drop since October. The July soybean contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.12. 78,500 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export, up 91% from the previous week. Meanwhile, 304,300 tons of new crop wheat were also sold, at the lower end of trade expectations. Day 2 of the Wheat Quality Council's tour of hard red wheat fields in Kansas showed an average yield of 42.4 bushels per acre, nearly 15 above last year's average. So far, the average yield in Kansas is at 45.8 bushels per acre, a three-year high. The Oklahoma average yield was a bit lower than expected at 33.68. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.64. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.77. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.30. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, May 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.